readers and making money off of her. She's a human! Leave Brittany alone!
If you don't want to miss your favorite CITR show because it makes fun of the spiel, then you've got nothing to worry about. Now you can get all of the CITR 101.9 FM radio shows off our website and download them straight onto your computer or MP3 players. Just visit www.citr.ca/podcast and dive into a pool of all of the past radio shows, such as...
Because all you people want is more, 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 more! Leave her alone!
All to your little heart's desire.
Juicebox is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Dropped into Juicebox Radio, where sexuality educators quench your search for responsible, progressive sexuality over your lifespan. Exactly where you want to be. You've landed in Juicebox Radio on 101.9 FM CITR. Or maybe you're one of our online listeners at CITR.ca. If you ever miss a show, you can download the podcast at juiceboxradio.com. Tonight, we're talking about lifestyle coaching for men. Lifestyle transformation philosophy is to empower men to maximize their potential, to live life on their terms, and to develop themselves into confident, social, attractive men. Welcome, lifestyle transformation coaches Jason and Stefan.
Thank you.
And we're going to be taking calls, so feel free to call in and contribute to the conversation we're going to be having. So give us a shout at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR.
All right. And that was a much more fun entrance, I think, than our usual, wasn't it?
Cute landing.
Here's our little thing.
I love the airplane landing in the box, landing in the box. Here we come.
Welcome, guys. Thanks for being on the air with us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So, Caroline, what's the questions we have for these hot men? By the way, they're both very gorgeous. We gotta get a video in this box because honestly, between the two of us, we're looking good tonight because we knew the guys were cute. We wanted to look good for our guests. And they're cute. So we need to have video in here.
We definitely need video.
The voyeurs.
It'd be very hot.
The voyeurs, I think, in
I'm honored.
The voyeurs in the old in the listenership, which is quite large.
Although, you know, the eye candy factor is good, but sometimes it's nice to leave a little to the imagination, even though the imagination can't do too much to improve what these guys look like.
I'd like to see them naked before we do any assumption on the eye contact.
I'm doing his shirt, and Stefan's lifting his up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You could get us in trouble, you know?
Breathe. I love my job. Oh, my gosh. Okay, the shirts are coming off.
Okay, all serious now.
The shirts are coming off, and I'm very excited. All right, so let's get going. With this interview,
breathe. Okay, guys, tell us what your company is all about.
Yes, what is this lifestyle transformations? What is this?
Cool. Well, I guess what we do is we teach people how to meet people
Okay, and that's the primary.
Do you take your shirts off like that?
Suave.
That so might work with me, but I don't know how many women that might work with. They'd run screaming. They'd be like...
And so what we do is we teach guys how to be more social, more confident, more attractive, and we take them out to, we do, you know, seminars, workshops, and live programs, and private coaching as well. And we take guys out to a public gathering, whether it's a nightclub, bookstore, coffee shop, mall, street, wherever there's a group of people, and we help them overcome their anxiety to talk to people, teach them how to initiate a conversation with someone, how to build rapport, how to connect, and how to ultimately escalate things into a relationship.
So how would you do that in a bookstore? Give me an example.
Oh, Julia, you're getting all over me, and I love that when you touch my breast that way.
The ladies are getting out of control here.
Okay, all right.
Breathe,
all right.
You're going to tie me up with those wires.
Maybe later, honey.
Oh, baby. So, how do you do that at a bookstore?
You guys are going to get meal flustered.
Okay, guys.
So the how. Sorry.
Well,
Sorry, an important thing I got to mention is that the approach that we have is to be very honest, genuine, and authentic. Okay, so really what it is, if you see someone you want to meet, you know, you express that to them. You know, so you'd walk up to that person and say, you know what, wow, you know what, I got to tell you that you're very pretty, and I want to come up and meet you. Okay, so it's stating your intention in a very honest way. It's nothing about, you know, sneaking under the radar or, you know, using a pickup line or anything like that.
Okay, so I want to ask in a few minutes what some example pickup lines might be, or this under the radar thing. I don't know what that's about, but anyway.
No pickup lines, no tricks, no gimmicks. Women see through that anyway. We want to be open, exactly. Honest, genuine, authentic. You know, be a real man and have that confidence just to approach a cute girl. And even if you say, hey, you know what, I don't know why, but there's something about you. I really want to meet you.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys know as well, you know, you guys have been out to, you know, nightclubs and bars, and you're used to a barrage of men, you know, coming up with ridiculous lines or ways to meet you, you know?
No.
No?
Never. Never.
Nobody hits on us.
Nobody hits on me ever.
We're wallflowers.
No. I'm serious. Nobody ever does. I don't think I give them a chance, actually. I just walk right up to them and smack them right on the mouth.
That's the problem.
I don't even give men a chance to come up to me, really. I just go up to them. But
that's good, though.
Well.
That's good.
It's not worked for me so far.
Well, then maybe it's not as good.
Maybe I need some coaching. What is a real man?
You said basically about how a guy has to be authentic. So what would make it a real man?
So we want someone... Basically, the real man is all about not using tricks or gimmicks, no pickup lines. You don't want to get a guy who, you know, for lack of a better way to describe it, tricks you into being with him. And then once he tricks you into being with him, a few weeks later, you wake up and you're like, who is this guy? And why am I with him? You know?
So in other words, you want him to just be himself and not try and impress. Is that what you're trying to say?
Absolutely. You know, just be authentic and genuine. You know, you don't need to do. It's more about being rather than doing.
Okay, but there's so many self-help books trying to help people find out who they really are. So how does somebody start with that? Do you do a lot of exercises with them to find out who they are right from the get-go? Because if they don't know who they are, how can they portray that in a relationship?
Exactly, and I think a big component of this is, as you said, having a strong sense of self or a strong identity is what we say it as. So what I mean by that is a lot of people, you know, for me, my example, when I was in high school, I didn't have a strong sense of who I was. And so I got picked on a lot. You know, a lot of people made fun of me. And because, you know, I allowed other people to say negative things about me and I didn't have a strong sense of who I was, I almost let them, you know, dictate how I felt about myself. You know, if someone says to you, you know, oh, you're stupid, oh, you're a dork, you're a loser, you kind of, if you don't know who you are, you're going to accept it and be like, yeah, I guess so. I guess I am a dork. I guess I am a loser. So part of it is defining yourself, you know, deciding for yourself, you know, who am I, and having a very concrete, you know, sense of self. I think that's very important.
And also a big part of that too is knowing what you want in life. So one of the first things I do when I sit down with a private coaching client or any client, by the way, is sit down and say, you know, find out what you really want in life. You got to find out what you really want in life, more specifically what you need and what you're looking for before you can actually go out and get it. Because once you know, it's really easy. I ask a guy what they want and they know what they want. They say, oh yes, I know what I want. But then you ask details and they have no idea what they actually want. They know in general what they want, but they don't know specifically what they want. So we really work with our clients and help them nail down exactly what they want in their life, what they want in a relationship, the type of woman they want to be with, personality-wise, looks-wise.
How do you do that, though?
There's a series of questions you can ask. You know, you ask, what do you want? That's a generic question. What do you want specifically? What do you want, you know, if you have a type of girl? I mean, obviously, looks are only one small piece of the whole puzzle, but it is something that's important. You need to, I always say, you need to have a minimum level of attractiveness,
mm-hmm.
and after that, personality is what matters.
Interesting. You know, there's just an article in Oprah's magazine this month, actually, about criterialist and how the woman actually described even down to his white socks, put the list away in her closet and actually found it about a year later when she found Mr. Right. And even right down to the socks, it was exactly right.
And that's good. That's actually the level of detail that I get my clients to do.
Really?
I want to know exactly what they want, exactly the personality
traits. You know, I think as your experience grows, it's always going to change. You know, okay. What you want in life is going to change as you're, you know, you evolve and become better. Or you know.
Therein lies the problem with getting into relationships, because people keep divorcing and having issues because what they want changes. So this is why I tell people that there should be a law against allowing men to marry before 30 and women to marry before 25, because honestly, we have no clue what it is we want. So when these young people come to you and say to you, like, I don't know where to begin, how do you coach them into that clarity?
But a big part of it is communication too. You need to communicate with your partner. You know, I'll have a lot of clients that come to me and communicate with me what they want, but then at the same time they say they can't communicate that with women. So one of the part of being authentic and genuine is tell your partner these things. You know, let her know what you're thinking and bring her into the conversation and have that open dialogue.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just think about it on a sexual level, for example. I mean, what you want will totally change and evolve over time if you explore different things, for example, or if you, like, you know, try on new ideas. Even if it's the same lover, you know, you're going to, what you want is going to change over time. So I think that there's a way to work with relationships and having them sustain themselves and stay together. But I'm just thinking that you get these men that probably are quite often, like, I don't know, how old are your average men of your clients?
It's anywhere from 18 to, you know, 50. You know, we've coached so many different ages and different backgrounds and it's, you know, it's really hard to pinpoint it on what specifically it is.
Well, then I guess I would have different questions for different age groupings. But, yeah, because you probably would handle them differently depending on their ages. I think it would probably be easier almost sometimes to work with the older ones because they would be able to get some... They'd be more clear on what it is they want. They'd be able to answer those questions better, no?
Not necessarily. I mean...
Are they set in their ways sometimes, and it's more difficult
to
change?
Exactly. I mean, you know, someone who's 40 years old is used to living their life a certain way, and it's a lot harder to change your beliefs or, you know, it's just a lot more uncomfortable for them to just, you know, escape their realm of comfort because they've been doing it for so long, you know, so.
Does that mean we should become cougars?
I think I already am a cougar, honey. I think I'm bordering on cougar. I'm like a puma. A puma between the puma and cougar. That's okay. I'm proud.
You're the next level of cougar.
Yeah. I'm proud. It's okay. I pass as a puma.
Yeah, embrace it.
Exactly.
Love it.
Nothing I can do. The wrinkles are on their way.
Breathe.
Okay, so
what is this rediscovering Stefan? Masculinity?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay. Let me ask Stefan how old he is first.
Okay.
Sure, I'm 21 years old.
Okay, so you're coaching the 18-year-olds? Or are you coaching
them? Not always. My clients...
Okay, now Stefan's not talking right now. It's Jason talking.
Sorry, Jason interrupts a lot, and he's bad at that. So he's going to shut up and let Stefan talk.
Okay, Stefan, how old are you? You're 21.
I'm 21 years old, and it's really crazy because, you know, I've coached guys, you know, who are 45 and coached guys who are 18. It's so weird. And it's really because... You know, at 20, 21 years old, I've had so much life experience. You know, I've experienced more in terms of relationships and dating and with, you know, women than most people will in their lifetime. You know, so I've accumulated so much over the years, and I've been through a lot of different experiences, and I'm, you know, able to share that with people. So.
Tell us about that. Mm-hmm. Like, what makes gives you the credentials to do this?
You know, it's nothing ever like, you know, Jason and I didn't go to school for this or anything like that. It's more so... my journey kind of started because I kind of got known for doing this, and I, you know, worked with other people, coaching people around North America in different cities, And people, as weird as this sounds, people started seeking me out and seeking Jason out as well. And we've just had so many different experiences. And I guess the reason why we're qualified to teach this is because we spent a lot of time doing it. So,
and you've obviously done well. You've built a business that's quite successful.
Yeah, and we both went through this whole journey ourselves. So we can relate to the men that we coach because we've been there. I've hit rock bottom. Stefan's hit rock bottom. Both of us have been there, and we've dragged ourselves out of that and, like, totally converted our lives to the point now where we have this successful life.
And people recognize that, and they kind of put us as role models or gurus or people that, you know, they'd look up to. And so we didn't really choose this role. You know, we just kind of teaching people or friends at first and people that we met.
You fell into it.
Yeah, we fell into it.
And you've built a successful business. Now, you empower men to live life on their terms. I think that's an interesting way to describe what your company does. So are you building a bunch of men that are, I don't know,
selfish?
And,
or what is your definition of selfish? I should start with that.
You know what? I think it's so funny because selfish is not really not what we're about, but I'm going to explain that because our primary philosophy is to offer value, to be able to contribute beyond yourself. But in order to do that, I think it's very important to be selfish in the way of, you know, you have to be abundant first and fulfilled. And then, you know, once you're filled up, you now have value to offer to other people. And I think that's very key, you know, to what we do. So it's really to, you know, be selfish or to grow more so that you can offer value.
Jason, you have something to add to that?
One of the things I always say when I'm talking to men is that when you're going into a relationship, you need to be a complete person. And when two complete people come together in a relationship, that's when it's a fulfilling relationship. If you're missing a part of yourself and you're trying to seek that out in someone else, you're always trying to fill that void with someone else. And nobody externally is going to fill that void for you.
So it's kind of like The Prophet, that book that describes marriage as two grapevines that go side by side through life where they never intertwine. They're basically two complete pieces amongst themselves.
Exactly.
Well, I have to interject here, and that is because, I mean, I'm one of those people who's been on a humongous journey of self-discovery my whole life. Like, I have been intentionally healing myself and focusing on personal growth and filling myself up. And I'm 38, and I'm still a work in progress. So I wonder, like, how you can possibly say that somebody's going to be full and fulfilled. Like, I think in this society, it's not so impossible. I don't know.
It is,
maybe
it
I'm
is
just speaking
obviously
from my own troubled past. I don't know, but
it is obviously a lifelong journey. Like, I'm still learning. When I go out and coach, I'm still learning from the people that I coach. You know, I don't claim to have all the answers. I have a lot of experience and I have a lot of success helping men find those answers within themselves, but I'm not looking to train a guy to be me. I'm not training a guy to be Stefan or training a guy to be anyone else. We're trying to make you your best self. Mm-hmm. Make people their best self and shine their personality through. Teach them that confidence, those social skills, you know, that ability to interact in the world and just get through life.
Okay, well, what are some social skills that you teach, for example?
Well, the biggest is probably confidence.
These are more so actually qualities that we teach. We don't teach specifically, I think it's a good idea to get this out of the way, we don't teach specifically what to say or, you know, what to do in these situations or whatever. And so reoccurring that guys come to us and like, what'd you say? And so the very important thing is it's not what you say. Okay, communication is 93% nonverbal, only 7% verbal. Okay, so
especially from men, I think men are very nonverbal communicators. Yeah.
So it's not as much what you say, but it's more so how you say it. And there's certain nonverbal qualities that you can develop within yourself, like confidence, being dominant, being feeling good about yourself, different things like that that really make the difference.
I like the dominant word there. Okay.
Did I make you blush, Julia? Did you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got to get a video in here.
All right. So there's this, I know, as I pick at my clothes and rub my nipples. Okay,
and you're
so
rubbing your breast against my arm. And Jason's undoing his shirt again.
It is an exciting box, the juice. All right.
Lots of juice.
So rediscovering masculinity, Caroline asked earlier. I think I'd like to return to that question. So I want to hear from both of you what you mean exactly by this. What is the just discovering? What is masculinity anyway? And how do you rediscover?
I think men have lost the essence of what it is to be a man.
What is that?
Being honest, being authentic, being themselves. Okay, so many guys, I think they're afraid to be themselves, and so they learn and do certain things to mask, you know, put up a wall or mask themselves or apologize for what they want in life or for stating their intention to a girl. Or
why do you think that is?
I think people are scared, or they don't believe in themselves. They feel they got to do certain things to meet someone instead of just assuming that this person's going to like you for who you are and believing that you are enough. And if you can come in alignment with that and embrace it.
And Jason, you have something to add?
And also, I think the way that people are raised these days, like a big part of the way people are raised, you know, the women's movement obviously is fabulous. We are equals, but we're not the same.
No.
And I think that's something that's been happening lately is, you know, society's tried to make men and women the same, not instead of making them equal. Like, equality is what we want. Sameness is what we've gotten. And that's a problem, you know? It's nothing necessarily wrong with having a male-female gender role. Obviously, they should always have equality. And, you know, if not, women are by far stronger. That's fabulous. But we're not the same. And by trying to make us men and women the same, we are different. That's not a bad thing.
Okay, well, before we get back to the masculinity conversation, I think what's happened in society is there's been a leveling of power. That's been the attempt. It's not necessarily to make us the same, because we never will be, but to level the power to playing field. It's still not equal by any sense.
Absolutely.
You know, so women are fighting for that constantly and kind of trying to level men, I think, a little bit, and in general. And, you know, it's backfiring in some ways. But let's get back to this. Like, so masculinity then, what does that mean to you?
So for me, masculinity is not being afraid to state your intentions of being a man. You know, if I see a woman I'm attracted to, there's nothing wrong with saying that you're attracted to her. You know, so many guys play this game and they say they're not interested, and, you know, they pretend to be not into sex.
Not available.
Waiting three days to call,
which drives me crazy.
It drives me crazy, too. And our client, like...
It's because of the movie Swingers. Guys got into that. It's true. It popularized that completely, where it's just like, I gotta wait at least 2 days. You do wait three. I wait
the game,
five.
And the game, and the dating rules or whatever crap.
We'll talk about that in the second half.
It's even these magazines now, you know. You read these different magazines and these different resources that are like, you know, tips to meet women, and they're just ridiculous things like wait 2 days to call and whatever, you know. But
I do play some of these things, but we'll talk about this in the second half. So because we do want to talk about, do you coach women, and maybe I need some coaching.
The skills we do focus more on men. The skills we teach, though, are absolutely applicable. We've done speeches to mixed audiences before, but.
What are some of the things you say to these people in mixed audiences? Similar to what you've been talking about?
You know, just things like on terms of confidence or being a better leader, being a better communicator. You know, they apply to men and women as well.
Body language, these type of skills. Yeah. You know, 93% of your communication is your body language and your tone of voice you use. It has nothing to do with what you say.
The people getting into this, too, the people that we coach, they don't just want to meet a girl. You know, I got into this not because... my primary objective wasn't just to meet a girl; it was to become more confident, more social. I was so shy and quiet that I just wanted to break out of my shell and just, you know, develop myself.
So, have you heard from some of your clients where this has benefited them in other areas of their life? Like, say, for example, at work.
Jason's actually pointing himself.
Well, for me personally, I have, like, since I've started this journey, and that's why I say this. No offense, it's not all about women. It's so much bigger than women, what we teach, because the skills we teach go far beyond. You know, if you're more confident, more social, more able to communicate and get your points across, you're going to be far more successful in life. Like, I have a regular day job in business, and I'm so much more successful during the day because I have that confidence and those social skills that I've learned through this process. I've doubled my salary in the last 3 years.
Nice.
And a lot of other people have found that same success. You know, they go out and they get that job. They nail that job interview because instead of walking into the job interview all timid and shy, you know, after they work with us, they have that confidence, that, you know, that sureness in themselves that they're going to go in and they're going to nail that interview.
So instead of settling in one area of their life, they kind of excel in everything because they just kind of kick it up.
That's exactly our. That's exactly what we're teaching.
Yep.
I don't want to teach a guy how to get good just with women. I want to teach him how to change his whole life so that he's more attractive to women. I don't want to teach a guy how to go out and pick up a girl. I want to teach a guy how to be more attractive to people.
Exactly.
Okay, you guys have both mentioned about, you've mentioned the words rock bottom a little while ago, and I'm going to take this back here. What made you start this process? Like, did you guys have a coach yourself, and is that what made you decide to become a coach, or how did that work?
Well, my journey kind of started, you know, I didn't have a role model or mentors or anything like that. I kind of, you know, I think when people are looking to develop themselves, or whenever they have a problem with something, the first thing they do is go to the internet. You know, they type in Google, okay. You know what they're looking for.
Can you paint me a picture of what the problem was first? You said you were shy, you were awkward, insecure, and you got picked on in school. So how did that...
Yeah, so in high school...
It's anti-bullying day today, and it's right. The Think Pink day, so it's kind of
right.
Cool.
So
I had is wearing a pink shirt, by the way.
Ah, nice.
I got my pink.
I'm pink.
Again, we need a video in the booth. You just flashed us her gorgeous bra and breasts that are packed in it. Anyway, okay.
I missed that. No.
Oh, you're
anyways.
Looking at
anyway.
Me.
Anyway, so, yeah, like you
said. Okay, Julia, sorry.
No, like I love your breasts. Thank you, Caroline.
They're not as perky as yours.
Seven was speaking, yes. Mm-hmm.
No, like you said, I had a really rough experience in high school. Had very few friends. Was very insecure, shy, quiet. It's really rough. And for me, I found out because someone just kind of pointed me in the right direction. And there's a lot of different resources out there on the internet.
How did that happen? Like, paint me a picture of this.
Okay, well, I was a huge computer dork.
Okay.
And I had a friend online that briefly told me about an ebook. And so I read it, and I was blown away by this. It was, like, amazing.
What is ebook?
Pardon me?
What is ebook? Just tell our listeners.
What is an ebook? An ebook is just... an online book that it's a book that you can read on the internet.
What ebook was it?
Oh, what ebook?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay. It was by David D'Angelo, who's pretty well known in a pretty well known guy in terms of dating for men.
D'Angelo.
Yeah, David D'Angelo. I don't know if you've heard of him before. A lot of guys have. It's pretty big.
If we had time to research for all this, we would probably know. But
yeah,
we all have
tell
our full time jobs,
so,
don't we, Caroline?
It's not important anyway.
Anyways, I read this ebook and I was kind of opened up to this whole world, and I kind of got into self-help and self-improvement. You know, Anthony Robbins, and read different books and
Find the Power Within.
Awaken the Giant Within.
Okay, cool.
Same difference.
Yeah. So and then eventually I met, you know, I found different guys in Vancouver that were doing this, that were learning to, you know, a group in Vancouver of guys that were just learning to become more social and confident. That's how I met Jason.
Is that how you met each other?
Yeah.
Yep, that's how I met Jason. And I went on this journey several years ago of, you know, learning from, I guess, the people that I met at the time, just to how to approach people, how to meet people, and I learned a lot from them, modeled different qualities from them.
So
and
it was like
over the years,
like a self-help group in with amongst yourselves where you guys were figuring things out.
Yeah, and
exactly.
And it's grown a lot.
You learn from each other.
So did you find each other on the internet, or how did this work?
It kind of brought us together.
Like, yeah, that's becoolman.com or...
Yeah. There's a group in Vancouver, so we met in person.
Okay.
Through friends and just started getting to know each other, and then we started hanging out a lot. You know, we really connected because we both have gone through this big journey, like, you know, for me personally.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear about that, but guess what? I have to tell you at this point that you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I also have to tell you that we're going to be taking a break because that's part of what happens at this time of the hour. So I have to interrupt the conversation. I'm sorry, but I'm the boss tonight, and I'm asking you to keep that dial locked. We welcome your calls, especially during this time, so call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, and we will be back with Lifestyle Transformations with Stefan and Jason, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. Now, what are we playing here? We're playing Illuminia, Out of Our Mouths, and the couple on the front look like a couple of angels kissing, and so it's
and
pretty
I
cool.
I like her corset.
She's wearing a corset. And they are 2007 out of Philadelphia, and we're doing New Walk. We thought that would be kind of
very appropriate.
Appropriate for the men that will be listening tonight.
And if you want, you can call us at 604-UBC-CITR.
Safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
SafeWalk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604-822-5355. Use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries.
Juice Box is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
And then we gotta pull up the Facebook. And we're back. I guess we're not doing a PSA today, are we?
We did.
Did we do a PSA?
Yeah, you could barely hear it because I was getting too excited because these men took their clothes off.
It was pretty hot.
No, so we didn't.
Lies. And I'm too distracted by
we're
the chest.
We're actually doing this by Ode to Naked Radio that used to be on CITR a long time ago.
Caroline's got just a bra on, and because I'm braless tonight, I couldn't take my top off. But
I like my bra. Somebody got it for me for Christmas, so I like it.
All right, so before we continue the conversation with the topless men, could we please?
And I'm wearing pink.
Could we? Yes, we're all
wearing
pink.
And by the way, everybody, welcome back to Juice Box Radio. And we've got the boys from Lifestyle Transformation sitting in front of us, totally topless.
But first, juice berries.
Juice berries. We've got a few of them, starting with tomorrow. If you want to do things for a good cause, you might want to go to SIP, Singles in Pursuit, which is a dating auction tomorrow night and raising money for leukemia. If you want to find out more information on that, you can email them at daremprogram@hotmail.com to find out more information all about this really cool fundraiser tomorrow night. As well as that, going to the next event, there is
there's Julia's Juice Box Salon.
Yes,
right.
Which is going to be very hot. Which is tomorrow, but
it's not tomorrow. Okay, it's Chicka Boom Room. Okay, sorry, Chicka Boom Room. That looks cute. These burlesque beauties thing. Where anything can happen.
Anything at the Caprice Nightclub tomorrow night. That's the 28th of February, and it's going to be really hot. Lots of girls taking the clothes off and doing the teas. And by the way, some of them will be teaching at Tantra Fitness. If you want to learn a little bit of burlesque, you can check them out at tantrafitness.com.
It looks like there's quite a few people on Facebook. There's 373 people that may show up to that one, so it looks like it might be a busy night.
But how many of them actually are showing up?
Oh, the maybes. Half the maybes come, so whatever. And it'll be 150.
I'm even down there as a maybe. I haven't decided yet whether or not I'm coming.
I personally wasn't invited on Facebook to this, so I didn't know about it.
Sweetheart, I should have invited you, but I haven't been on Facebook much myself.
And then there's what? Oh, gosh.
And then finally,
there's also the... Can I talk about my salon for a minute? Because the tickets are on sale. There's only a third left. A third left of the tickets. So if you want to come to the Juice Box Salon, you better get your tickets quickly. And I can't tell you how much they are, but I can tell you where they are. Juiceboxsalon.com. It's an evening of sex ed via me, interwoven with a bunch of really kick-ass performance art, like flamenco with Jen Fitzpatrick and burlesque with Crystal Precious. And we're going to have some really cool surprise guests that are being confirmed at this very moment. And there's so much else going on. The intermission is going to be, like, killer with all kinds of nude art class going on and live music, and I can't even remember what's in my own salon. I was writing, and of course, you know, part of the best part ever is that there's these aerials and acrobatics and all kinds of really neat, the most expensive part of the show, which I'm telling you about, which is the circusy girls and boys that are going to be doing flips and all kinds of crazy stuff. So it's going to be really neat. And we have DJs and dancing from Beats Without Borders until I think 2 a.m. or something. So it's a full night, and it'll be with Agent Provocateur, yours truly, leading the helm. So come, one and come all.
And speaking of pole flips and stuff like that.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry, back to the pole dancing.
You can check out the pole extravaganza on Friday night at the Penthouse at Theater or nightclub or whatever you want to call it, where yours truly will be flipping upside down a few times. And you'll actually get to see Tammy, who is Miss World Pole Dance Canada, is actually going to be performing there. So it should be really cool. And it should be a good night. And yeah, you can check that out.
I like how you've gotten much sexier now that you've got your bra on, Caroline. Somehow you're talking so much sexier.
Well, you know, it's all about the bra. I asked them to make me look like I had implants. That's what I told them when I went in there. I think I look like I have implants, don't you think?
No, you just look like you're about 20. Anyway, okay, girls and boys, let's get back to the conversation about how to make a man more manly or something.
Yes, well, actually, we were talking about Jason and what got him on this journey, and I love
Julia, when you rub your
nipples against my arm. I wish you'd take your shirt off, so then that way I could feel them directly on me.
You're afraid of girls.
Ooh, baby, you're just giving me nipple bonus. I love it. And these guys have erect nipples, speaking of.
I think they might be a bit chilly.
I think they might be a little chilly in here.
Okay, guys, let's talk about Jason's journey to lifestyle transformation, since you were talking about that before the break.
Yes. So, like I said, I kind of hit rock bottom. I've had a major transformation in my life. I used to be 370 pounds. Really? Now that I have my shirt off in front of you, you can see that I don't weigh 370 pounds.
Wow, you've got a great body.
I love fishing for compliments. Thank you, ladies.
I'm really good at giving them, so it doesn't take much fishing, awesome. Really.
Anyway, no, so I used to be 370 pounds. I was like, I was outgoing, but I was never able to talk to a girl. It was the strangest thing. I was always social, able to talk to men that I knew, that I was friends with, I could communicate with. But even girls that I didn't know, or girls that I was friends with, I just didn't have the ability to strike a conversation with them. I don't know what happened. I would get in front of a cute girl that I was interested in, and nothing. I didn't have any love in high school, or after that, for that matter, until I was, 21 was my first girlfriend. And I ended up marrying her, because that's the first woman that ever showed interest in me, so I was like, ooh. And unfortunately, that didn't work out. She's a great girl, just in case she's listening. She's a wonderful lady. But after a certain point, it got to a point where I was just, I wanted to move on, and I wasn't satisfied with a mediocre life. We both kind of went in a different way, and I knew I wanted more. I wanted more out of my life. I wanted to be truly happy and successful and just have the greatest life ever. So I started on this journey of self-improvement, and that was 5.5 years ago, and I met Stefan probably 2.5 years ago, and we've both been doing this together and learned a lot from each other, and hopefully I've
learned a lot from this guy.
I learned a lot from this guy, so yeah, and we've kind of gone through this journey together.
It's really sweet to see these male bonding. They're so almost as cute as us.
And they're hugging and they've got no shirts on. That's so great.
We need video in here.
We really need to get a videographer in here. Okay, so that's a beautiful story and inspiring. So do you tell people that story when you're talking, doing inspirational talks in front of mixed audiences? Do you share that?
Yeah,
I think it's important to... because a lot of people can relate to it. A lot of people have been through, what Jason was talking about and my experiences as well, in terms of, being clueless when it comes to meeting women or not knowing what to do or being shy or being overweight or whatever it is. So it's very important, and we're very open and honest about our past, and it's also very inspirational to others, I think, to hear that.
Okay, so the questions that I'm dying to know is, do you work with female clients?
Do we, can we, will we? Yes, maybe. We do tailor most of our programs to men at the moment.
Which is why that pause came right after Julie asked that question.
Right. So most of the time we work with men right now, but everything we teach, it's not specifically for men. We teach people how to be more confident. We have done seminars to mixed audiences. So everything we teach is fine, is, really applicable to both sexes. It's not necessarily male or female.
Mm-hmm.
It's just social skills in general.
The only really available option we have for women right now is if you were to do private coaching with us, which is one-on-one coaching.
Well, what are some of the classes that you teach? What do you teach? Do you teach classes or is it one-on-one?
Saying body language is one of them, right?
Yep, we offer individual classes on different things like approaching, approaching women, body language, building rapport, individual things like that. But our primary, I guess, baby is our boot camp.
Okay? What's that?
And the boot camp is a 3-day immersion. And so over 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you get both Jason, myself, and there's also another partner of ours, Cheyenne. And for about
That's
20...
a girl?
No, it's a boy. It's a guy.
Sorry,
he's got really long eyelashes. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay, yes. And
focus.
The three of us,
we have you for about 25 hours in the weekend. And the... I guess it's important to mention the student to instructor ratio is 3-1. And that means that we have is normally 3 students to 1 instructor.
Yeah. Okay. Never any more than that.
No more than that, which is the lowest in the industry right now. Otherwise, other companies do 10-1, 10 students to 1 instructor.
Right.
And then also we have individualized private coaching, which is 1-on-1. Right. So the boot camp is seminar. We do talks and theory and seminar. And we also take guys out to daytime environments and also nighttime environments. And then by the end of the weekend, you're transformed.
So that would be like the bookstore, which we were talking about.
Anywhere,
or anywhere like going to the bar.
the mall, anywhere where there's people.
Okay, what is the whole thing about that guy on the beat? I heard some rumor that there is... Can you guys talk about that? Because they actually talked about it on air. Some girls called in and said that some guy who works on their... what was it? What was the rumor, Julia? Do you remember this?
About what? The game? What?
No, not about the game. About the DJ from the beat where he was going to the bar and trying to pick them up, and then their dating coach came up after them to ask you how he did. Was that you guys?
That was not us, no.
Probably not, smile, I'm not sure.
So. No, it wasn't. No, I...
Really?
No, I would
so
honestly
you wouldn't,
tell you.
You wouldn't out your client and say, hey, Julia, Caroline, how did he do? Was he hot? Like, do you have, like, is female decoys in the bar?
No.
We'd
no.
be your female Never. Decoys.
Oh, we could be good decoys. I think these men build their confidence for sure, because I could just stand there and beat my eyelashes and they'd come over to me and I'd be nice.
I don't know. I'd vomit all over them.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Wasn't I just called a West Side Girl not that long ago by somebody we know?
Somebody called you West Side Girl. I don't know who that
Which
was.
I took as a compliment to mean high maintenance.
Okay, anyway.
No, see, we don't want to plant people in the club or, like, you know, give these guys...
False
hope, false yes. yeah. whatever. We want them, like, it's all about being honest and genuine. It goes back to our fundamental philosophy of, you know, helping them build themselves. Okay. And that's the only way you're going to improve is if you're pushing your comfort zone. You know, you always need to push your comfort zone.
Okay.
So, in other words, getting back to it, you're not going to be all about the game. So what is the game?
What is this game?
We know it's a book. We know it's got all this stuff.
The game is not just a book, but there's an actual community out there of guys that, you know... A lot of it's part of the... there's a book called The Game. There's a VH1 reality TV show called The Pickup Artist. And there's a lot of things out there like that. And it's developed into this whole community where every city of the world, there's a group of guys that get together and they learn this stuff.
They're
and
called so, the seduction community, is
I guess
that right?
That's what it's called, but we... You know, we don't really associate ourselves to the term seduction because we feel it has a negative connotation. It's not what we're about.
So you're not about the gimmicks, the trickery, this manipulation to attract women.
And that's
kind of
what the community is.
Okay, the seduction community.
That's what makes us different than other companies or other practices out there because we teach a more honest and genuine approach.
Okay.
And you know, the community will teach you things like certain lines or routines or things to say or different ways to... maybe manipulate women or deceive them or how to get laid. And we're not about that at all. We're more so about being honest, genuine, authentic, being your best self is what it's about.
Okay. Do you have something to add to that, Jason?
No, just what I was talking about before. Instead of teaching a guy tricks and gimmicks and here, go say this to get this girl to like you, I want to teach him how to be his best self, how to be more confident, more social, just more capable to get through life in all areas.
Okay.
So you wouldn't go out calling a girl a target?
No.
No.
I think, and also another important thing to clarify on as well, is that the community, you know, will use terms like that target, and it kind of feels like they're treating women as like an object or something. Mm-hmm. And we're not about that at all either. We're about having a lot of compassion towards women. And we genuinely care about women you know, our philosophy is we always want to leave people better off than when we first met them.
Right, that's great. So. That is so great.
It goes back to the offering value.
Okay, yeah.
We always want to offer value. You want to leave people better off than when you saw them the first time.
That's fabulous, and I think that's what any coach would be wanting to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So let's get to the sex talk now, because the last, you know, 10 minutes here, we want to talk about sex.
And we want to get things hot.
And how do you guys coach the guys? So you're coaching the guys. Oh, now they're taking advantage of. No. So how do you go from coaching these guys to how to sort of, you know, be the best they can be, get into their power, increase their confidence, get to know what they want. They get this lovely person in their life and they're dating them. And so maybe you continue to coach them through that process, like... I've had some experience with. And then how do you, what if they want to get into bed then? What do you do then? How do you deal with this situation then?
Well, I think the biggest thing, the skills that we teach are all about communication and, you know, it's all about being open and honest with your partner. So I've had clients.
Because that's where the seduction comes to me. I'm like all about the seduction. I like to be seduced and taken. So do you teach these guys not to do this?
And I'm not going to lie, I'm a very sexual person myself.
Okay,
so
as you said,
anyone that knows
us.
Me. Yeah. But but it's not about that. You know, we help.
What do you get them? How do you get them to help? I mean, but they want to get. I mean, they want to have sex. I'm sure
that's the goal. I mean, sure, some of them want to meet. They want to have a fulfilling relationship.
Okay, so what if they suck at it? Let's get back to that in a minute. So you want to? They want to have a fulfilling relationship.
They want to have a fulfilling relationship. Most guys that we coach, they don't want to go out and just meet a bunch of random women. They want to meet that special someone. And that's the type of thing that we help guys do.
Okay, so they've got them at special so they've someone met the and they want to have sex with them now.
They want to have sex with them.
And how do you get them to, how do you help them with the first kiss and like the first, you know, base three?
It looks like Stefan wants to say something.
Stefan,
speaking to the mic, honey.
Sorry. There. In terms of physical escalation and
physical escalation, you know, that sounds so hot.
In terms of things like that and taking things to the next level with a girl, you know, a lot of it comes down to, we have different ways, you know, doing that, but a lot of it comes down to, you know, being comfortable with that person and just, you know, escalating things physically in terms of touch and you know, hand holding. There's, you know, different things, a progression of it, so to speak.
Okay.
And that leads up to a kiss and then leads up to the next level and back to the bedroom.
So do you coach them on taking their time then?
Yes and no. I mean,
okay, Jason.
Well, I would agree with the yes and no. Taking we always, you know, men need to be able to escalate the interaction. You know, it's all about being dominant and leading the interaction.
Ah.
Exactly.
I love that.
You know, you
sorry, I guess the dominant thing.
So you dominate, you lead the interaction, and you, I mean, you know, push the envelope, but you know.
I think women want the envelope pushed. Exactly. I'm sorry, we do. Exactly. We want to have
men need to be able to lead the interaction. Men need to be able to lead the interaction. They need to be comfortable touching. You know, they need to be comfortable with touch. So, but at the same time, you don't want a man to just walk up and grab your breast.
No,
you need some. You
this
need a guy
is really
who
not
casually.
What we want.
It exactly. depends on the man.
And the best way to get the best way. The best way to get into a relationship with a girl is to have sex with her too, and you know.
You
but,
have
whether
that
it matter of that, it's a matter
what?
Of
what? Wait a minute. Let him finish. Yeah, keep going.
Let him finish before I tear him apart.
It's a matter of comfort. And that comfort, you can build that comfort with someone over, you know, several weeks and take months before you sleep with that person, begin a relationship. Or, you know, that comfort, you can have it, you know, in a shorter period of time as well.
And that's a comfort thing you're talking about right. with the sex part. There's an attachment that happens with sex, especially
absolutely.
For women. Mm-hmm. And
men, too.
We could talk about this at length. Thank you for correcting me on that. And yes, I mean, sex does bring people closer. I think this whole hookup culture is really destroying us. But anyway, you know, yes, the oxytocin, thank you. That.
Yeah.
So it does help to bond people. I can see that. I feel that.
We've experienced that.
We've experienced that. That's what I meant by feeling. What am I trying to say now? I'm all
just
you know,
all flustered.
Just the hookup culture.
And then what?
It's interesting what you say in terms of using that and getting sex right away to turn into it's into a relationship. Whereas for women, we like to wait sometimes. Not that we want to, but we...
Because we're going to get pregnant or worry about STIs, perhaps.
Well, it's also,
but
too,
it's also,
I think we like... We
are they
going to
leave us?
Guys chasing us, and it's kind of nice to be pursued.
I don't know if that's what it is for me, really. It is nice to be pursued. I do like men chasing me, but...
What's taking the time to actually decide whether we actually want to sleep with them or not? Because there's sometimes that the attraction's there. You sleep with them, and then you don't... like them.
It's becoming like, the Caroline and Julia show at the moment. But anyway, okay.
It's okay. We're here. We're having fun.
But I do, I just think, you know, okay, so, oh, I don't even know what I want to ask. I'm just so flustered at the
oxytocin,
moment.
It bonds, and guys have testosterone in their system, so then that way they don't bond as close as we do immediately, necessarily.
So it's sex is just the next progression of a relationship. So you bond with that person, you meet that person, you're attracted to that person, you've connected on a deep level, and you really want to express that deeper connection. Now, the way we teach guys to be more authentic and genuine and honest and open, so when they meet that person, you know, if they do happen to sleep with you or hook up with you, the next morning they're going to call you. The next day they're going to call you because they're honest and genuine. They like
yes,
you.
Yes, thank God.
Exactly. You know, I've actually had a discussion with one of my clients. He said, well, yeah, I got her phone number. She's really great. This amazing woman. He hadn't slept with her, and I'm kind of digressing here, but, and he said, yeah, I guess I'll wait 3 days. I said, no, Why would you wait 3 days? Well, then she'll think I like her. Well, do you like her? Yeah. So what's the problem? Why would you wait 3 days to phone?
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand that.
Doesn't make sense. Well, there is an unspoken rule, everyone out there that's listening. Do not ever not call the next day after you've had sex with the person. I'm
Absolutely.
Sorry, but that is like a golden rule across the board. I don't care what kind of relationship you have, hookup or not.
Agreed.
You call the person the next day,
exactly.
even just to say,
exactly.
I had a lovely time. You know, even if you're never going to see them again, just say, I had a lovely time.
Exactly.
And, you know, whatever. I don't know what else you could say. But the
but
point
even
is,
if it is just a hookup,
you
can phone the next day and say, hey, you know what? That was awesome. You know, it was really great that time we spent together.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't need to be.
I had a great time and
exactly.
thank you or
thank
whatever.
Thank you so much. You know?
And take care or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I had. Okay, I'm not going to answer it. Okay.
No, let's change the subject.
Breathe.
So where are you guys going from here now? Are you guys having any big talks or another boot camp coming up really soon that you want to promote?
Yep, we have a upcoming boot camp in March.
For spring break? So they don't fly off to Florida and they
March,
have to stay here?
The weekend of the 21st, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
So over Easter, that could be their Easter present to themselves. So they, instead of, what happened to Jesus? Didn't he, like, hang on a cross?
No.
So
that's a little extreme. So,
I have a Jesus dildo.
Do you really?
That is so wrong.
Can I grow it?
That's,
I'm just kidding.
That's so terribly wrong.
I bring it out at Easter for my family. I'll bring it to the farm this time.
I just use the eggs.
Anyway, okay, obviously we're digressing in a huge way. All right,
really
well, with the few minutes we have left. We have a few minutes we have left. These gentlemen have been fabulous. And so what else? We have boot camp and...
So we do lots of... We do tons of private coaching.
Yeah.
We're always available for
How
private coaching.
How can they
coaching.
Reach you?
They can check us out on our website, www.lifestyletransformations.com, and email us there.
Okay.
We've got a lot of different resources as well. We've got a blog, and we write different articles. We have a newsletter, which has a lot of great content and articles. We also have a free ebook that's coming out as well.
An e-book. We don't want to have to go over what that is again, do we?
No, we don't.
Okay. All right. So tonight, you know, we were talking about lifestyle transformations philosophy, which sounds like it's about empowering men to maximize their potential, to live life on their terms, and to develop themselves into confident, social, and attractive men. And I think we've kind of covered that. I think we've done a good job. You guys sound like you know what you're talking about.
Our philosophy's on our website, too, if you have any questions.
Right. Yep. The last question I have is, are you single? And available for dating?
I am single right now.
Jason's not single.
I am not at the moment. I have a girlfriend.
Staking. Oh, Jason, lovely.
It's okay though, because I'm single.
A lovely girlfriend.
Wonderful.
But Stefan's single, so.
Yep.
All right, so, Stefan's single. Hello,
good girls.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say in terms of, you work with Tanya Diamond, who we've had on the show a few times and we're huge fans of.
I do, yeah. I'm usually her demo model when she comes up to Vancouver, so I... have done a ton of her courses, and she is fabulous. As you know, Carolyn, have attended a lot of her courses as well, and fabulous courses.
Okay, well, I'm glad.
I want to just close with one thing, and have you incorporated any of Tanya's teachings in with your work?
A lot of the philosophies are very similar.
Okay.
She teaches how to be honest and genuine and authentic, you know, really focus on yourself. You know, she talks about love being a self state. And not seeking anything from others. And that's sort of what we have with the offering value. You know, get your own self handled before you go out in the world. And that's very similar to what she talks about, too.
Sounds amazing. All right. So in essence, you boys believe that men will reach their dreams, realize their potential, and have the relationships they deserve by holding themselves to a standard higher than anyone would expect. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Juicebox will be back next week. And in the meantime, if you have any recommendations for a show topic you'd like to hear or questions about anything to do with sexuality or relationships, please feel free to email julia@juiceboxradio.com. I did receive a couple of requests for information. I've blogged them on the website. One was on G-spots and the truth around all that. And so I did write quite a lengthy thing about the urethral sponge and all the details you need to know about that.
And about the pot.
And also about... marijuana and its long-term effects on your ability to get it up, boys. So do check out juiceboxradio.com for information on those topics. And
next up is Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. He's a very hot man to be miserable with, and I want to check out his shoes because I heard clink, clink, clink when he walked into the studio. So
tune into Juicebox Radio every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock.
What are you wearing? What am I?
You just experienced Juicebox Radio, a show dedicated to developing your relational and individual sexual health, expressing diversity, celebrating queerness, and encouraging pleasure at all stages. Be sure to tune into Juicebox every Wednesday night at 10. In the meantime, you can check out juiceboxradio.com. Thanks for listening.